Yo. You know who's up in this, motherfucker. The notorious one. Doctor. Notorious.
The mothership.
Scientist. Warrior. Poet. Musician. Protector of the universe. Doctor. Notorious.
All right. It's Wednesday. It's Diss Wednesday. Here we go. First diss. Facebook. That's right. Facebook. And your little bridge troll that runs it, Mark Zuckerberg. Fuck you. What the hell? You know, I don't even hardly go on there anymore. Like, seriously, I don't have a Dr. Notorious Facebook page because, you know, my fucking mother is on Facebook. Anyways, I'm not friends with her. Is that bad? Diss me if you think it's bad. I'm not friends with my mother on Facebook. But, you know, I say some fucked up shit and do some fucked up things sometimes, and I don't want my mother commenting like, "Commie, where are you? Commie." Yeah. Fuck you, Facebook. My problem with Facebook now, A, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They have no idea. It's in so many different directions. Are you a fucking social media site? A social networking site? A community billboard for all the fucking psychos? Are you, or that's Twitter too. Twitter is where you go. No, Twitter is where depressed people go. Facebook is where, like, non-depressed psychotic people go to post stupid rants, myself included. It doesn't know if it's that. Is it a town hall? Is it a calendar for community events? Is it a marketplace? You know, like a fucking swap meet? I miss Tradio. I tell people about Tradio and they're like, seriously? When I was a little kid, I would go spend time with my grandparents and all the time because my parents were divorced. And all both sets of my grandparents are in a little small town, Marion, Ohio, heroin capital of Ohio now. And we would just go up there, and especially on a snowy day, we would listen to AM radio. And I was 11... Correct me if I'm wrong, like 11 to 1, it was like a radio swap meet called Tradio. And people would call in and listen to this AM radio station and be like, "I got a set of frying pans that I got, and they hardly been used, and I want to sell them for $10 or trade them for a Velvet Elvis." Seriously. That works better than the Facebook marketplace. Yeah, fuck you, Facebook. Okay, so what is Facebook now? I mean, so everyone talks about it. People say, "Oh, I'm off Facebook. I don't use Facebook anymore." And I feel the same way. It's like in the last couple weeks, well, since, you know, Dr. Notorious has taken over my life, and I've become a influencer and a producer and not a consumer, it's like, I don't go on it. I post a few pictures of my son when he does something cute, and I post events, and I check on events, and that's it. I used to spend hours on Facebook, and now I don't. I spend hours on Anchor, and is that what's going to happen now? Are we going to supplant this Facebook form of social networking with some other form of social networking? Something audio, something audiovisual? Something live audiovisual? Are we just all going to turn on our phones to cameras and microphones and sit there and be like, "What's up, homies? I'm in my pajamas in my mothership." Who knows? But fuck you, Facebook, because you suck. Because every time I go into you and I have a post about my community organization or some such, it's like, "Let me... pay me to boost your post. 2,500 people see your post." There's only 250 goddamn homes that I'm responsible for in my goddamn community. Fuck you, Facebook. I don't need to boost those posts.
We have another thing. Even though you bought something somewhere else, we want to bug you 100 times about something you searched for one time. Then we're going to show you the same 3 people's posts over and over and over. I'm sorry,
Amanda and Brooke. And I muted you because I'm tired of seeing your... I know. We're acquaintances. I want to call us close friends, both of you. I mean, I definitely invite you guys over for a cup of coffee every now and then if you live near me, but sorry. You know, I'm tired of hearing about calendar updates and other stuff that's going on in your lives, posting pictures, constantly posting pictures or whatever. I'm sorry, I muted you both because if I'm going to see something, I want to see someone I see on a daily basis and not someone I see on a bi-yearly, semi-annually basis. Fuck you, Facebook. And this whole troll ads bullshit. Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. Fuck you, Facebook. Get your shit together. Seriously. Figure out what your personality is. Figure out what your purpose in life is. Pull it all fucking together and get your shit together. Seriously. Fuck you, Facebook. Fuck you. You suck. I'm not going to get off you. That's the thing, too. It's like that really sexy woman. You know. But does it matter to you at the time? No, because you need what she's got. And what she got is, you know, compared to other things, a good product, you know? Will you catch something? I don't know, probably not, but it's in the back of your mind. What the fuck am I talking about now? God damn it. Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the morning. Dr. Notorious's rants. This is going to be a fucking long audio drama someday. Wouldn't it be funny? Yeah, Lynn Miranda Manuel do a rant in about 10 years called the Notorious Rants. And he awoke. Instead of fucking... I'm sorry. Don't make me get off on Hamilton here as a fucking political science and historian. I mean, Aaron Burr wasn't that great of a guy either, but Alexander Hamilton was a fucking... He makes the assholes in power today look like, you know, little children. He wanted to set Washington up as king with him as heir apparent. He wanted to create a, you know, an extremely poor choice in a federal bank. Yeah, he wanted to set up this federalist monarchy, basically, with this centralized federal state. And he was even a part of the High Federalists that were such a bunch of fucking assholes, they drove John Adams to go hang out in Quincy, Massachusetts for his entire presidency instead of the White House. That's why he was a one-term president. This is the guy that basically dragged us into becoming the United States of America. His obnoxious little ass, read his letters, read books about him. Him and Franklin drug us into the war with Great Britain, kicking and screaming, especially the fucking South slave owners. Man, fucking allergies. I cringe a little every time I hear myself sniffle when I listen to past episodes because, you know, art is listening to yourself until you hate yourself. I think I've gotten to that point. That's why I'm ranting and raving this morning. So yeah, I'll never see Hamilton. Just like I'll never really get back into Facebook unless they have some sort of revolution. And I see that curly head on a fucking spike or something. Like Game of Thrones. Damn. I'm laughing, picturing that stupid fucking face. Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not going to do it, but those fucking kids might. Jeez, man, they don't use you. You know it. No one's going to touch anything that their grandma is on, you know? Fuck you, Facebook. All right. Let's listen to some shit. me being an ass or making some shit up. All right, as usual, if you made it this long, you are a special little man or woman, and I want to give you a reward. So, Danny, you already got a song, so you're disqualified if you're listening, but thank you, call in. And today's word is banana hammock, Mark Zuckerberg, because he is a banana hammock. So, call in, or tweet, or Instagram, or find some way, you know, fucking smoke signals, carrier pigeons, whatever. If you're a Luddite. You know, if you're a Luddite, I don't know how the fuck you're listening to me unless you're overhearing me on someone else's phone. Buy your own goddamn phone. Yeah. Banana hammock Mark Zuckerberg. I'll write you a song. Or, you know, Diss Wednesdays tomorrow. If you'd rather I dish you somehow, let me know. I'll give you the personal diss. You know you want it. Notorious Rants.
Where am I?
Good morning, Dr. Nefarious.
God damn it.
How are you?
Well, don't scare me like that. How are you?
Oh, thank you. It's so great to have you back.
It's good to be back. Once again.
Oh, well, it's good that things are kind of back to normal now. Well, so as normal as it gets. Flying through the podcast universe, being Ascension. Mothership.
It's gonna be hard, isn't it?
Oh, you silly
beast. Oh, computer, I don't know what to do.
What troubles are we getting into today?
Why don't we hit the random chaos button?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. You think of what I'm thinking?
This makes my seconds happy.
Yeah.
Are you happy, Dr. Notorious?
I'll be getting happier soon.
I'm happy, too.
Let's light this candle.
I'm glad we're both happy.
Random chaos circuit activated.
Engage. Set course. Engage. Engage time circuits. Engage interdimensional travel. Entry hyperspace. Onward and under.
Let's go, Notorious! All right, we're landing. Wherever we are. We hit the random chaos button, so I gotta figure out where we are. We're on the edge of a forest, and there's a dirt road. There's wagons and horses and people coming. We're playing music. Ah, hello!
Oh, hello, traveler! What's up, man?
Great, good day yourself!
Hey!
Gypsies?
We are the free folk.
Drugs
man.
Are good people.
No drugs, just what we find growing next to the road and in the forests and in the trees.
Let's party.
Alright, man.
Can I have that roadside herb here?
Oh yeah, we got like pounds of stuff, man. Help yourself. All is free. The free folk wander and play music.
Where are you guys heading?
We're heading to Derbyshire, man.
Derbyshire?
Yeah.
Never been there.
You should come with us. Come along, man.
See what we get up to?
Yeah, let's see what's up. All
right.
Hey. Huh. Have you ever heard
Krishna? You have been well trained, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you.
Get out of there. It's a setup. I'll be here. Forget your nitrates. Just wait. Just wait until the Christmas stuff kicks in. Tell him the pizza joke. No, don't do that. It's too cheesy. Oh my god, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna get you out of there? Let me figure this out.
Dr. Notorious, there can only be one.
Well, it seems everyone's bedded down for the night. I just can't sleep. I don't know why. I wonder what's going on. I could take a little walk out. Let's see. They're all asleep yet?
Let's give it a few more minutes. Then we're all in for some knife work and wet work.
Yeah. Stab those fucking gypsies.
Don't know why we gotta kill all these fucking gypsies.
Who fucking cares? Just give me a
That old man said there's gold in it for all of us. Take them all and find Dr. Notorious that's traveling with him. He didn't say if he wanted him dead or alive.
Dead works for
dead
me.
Dead makes it easier, you know? Alright, I'll just give it a few more.
Oh, god damn it! Who the fuck are these fucking assassins? God damn it, they're gonna kill all these nice hippie gypsies.
This is supposed to be my day off. Damn it.
Let's see here. Motherfuckers. Virtually. I'll give them a little knife work.
You hear something?
What was that?
Shit! There's something over here!
Motherfuckers! Drawing a sword on me now, huh? Oh, I'm too good at that.
Where is he?
Get him! Oh, fuck!
No! Oh,
my back!
No!
He's got me! He's got me!
Oh! Oh!
Oh,
my guts!
World.
Oh, my guts! Oh! Oh! Fuck! Oh! He's... Shit!
Oh. 10 guys, 10 corpses.
Oh, I'm not dead.
Wake up some of the gypsy. I know what the fuck is going on here. Who's this old man?
Help me! I'm not dead.
You!
What?
There's still life in this one.
Who's the old man?
He lives in the marsh. In the marsh castle.
Thank you!
You bastard!
Never said I was gonna keep you alive.
Alright. Marsh castle. Find these gypsies. Maybe they know where this old man is.
Hey, dude, we, like, heard... Whoa! Where'd all these dead people come from?
Alright. Walking through the goddamn marsh. Here we go. Old man's house, knock on the door.
I'm coming! I said I'm coming!
Hello?
Hold on!
Have you heard the word of Jesus?
Jesus? Yeah, this is the Middle Age. Ow!
Why'd you hit me?
Oh, hello!
Take that! Ow! Take that! Ow!
Stop punching me!
Send assassins after me!
Ow!
Take that!
Ow!
Who are you? Why are you after me? Tell me!
Ow!
Tell me!
Stop punching me and I'll tell you!
Oh,
god damn it, you fucking asshole! You broke my nose!
Answer my question! Who the fuck are you? Hmm? Look at you.
Look
beyond the white beard and the long hair, asshole. I am you.
Holy shit, fucker. What the fuck are you doing here?
Ugh, god damn it. Ugh.
Sorry. Jerk. You're not so... You sent assassins after me. They weren't supposed to kill you.
What?
They did. They tried. They're
supposed to just show up and be like, hey, dude, what's up?
They were gonna stab me and a bunch of gypsies.
I gotta get out of here.
What the fuck are you doing here?
The ship.
What do you mean the ship?
Where'd you leave the ship?
In a field.
Well, go back though, asshole. It's gone.
Oh, shit. It's been gone for hundreds of years.
What? Then how the fuck are you here now?
I figured out a way to fucking use some local magic, and I traveled back to the point where it came, thinking as soon as you left, I would go to it, but I went back too far. I couldn't remember the date, and god damn it, I just want to go home.
Oh, shit.
I've been here for hundreds of years.
Oh, fuck.
This is what I've been reduced to? Pull yourself together, man! No. God damn it! Well, I'm here now.
Thank God.
Little baby ass.
Okay.
Any idea what happened to the ship? It just disappeared. It was gone. No trace. I've been looking for it for hundreds of years.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened.
I can't trace it.
We gotta get it back. So what? I'm stuck. That's why I brought you here.
Like a king or a lord or a landed gentry? Someone we could talk to?
God damn it. There's King Arthur. Maybe we could become their special advisor or something.
Like Merlin?
What the fuck have you been doing for the last couple hundred years?
Drinking, smoking weed.
God damn it, it's like I turned into a pussy overnight.
Oh, fuck you.
Alright. No, asshole. Old Notorious.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Here we go again.
Yep. Here we go again.
Time's dreams crossed.
Talking to myself.
Oh, god damn it, I need some help.
First I need a call Turetsky, asshole.
Alright. We're in the market town called...
What the fuck is this place called?
Market town.
Thanks, Notorious.
Overrun.
Alright. We need to find out what the fuck happened to the junk cast.
Uh-huh.
We need to figure out who the hell took it.
Uh-huh.
And why.
Yep.
And we need to figure out how to get you back and me back to where we're supposed to be at the same time.
Thank God.
All in a day.
Yep.
The melee shall storm.
They wouldn't let the gypsies in here because they're known to be thieves and
the king.
They are
potheads.
Ruin a good party, but they let us in here because we look like we got money.
Well, at least you do.
What happens when you're clean?
All warriors.
Place.
You
if you ever get dressed back in the Middle Ages,
king.
Kids, make sure you take a bath before you go. People that smell good get treated good.
Hello, my lords.
Got turkey leg. Got some mead. Seems to be some sort of tournament going on.
Let's walk over here.
Hey, you! What the fuck is going on?
There's a tournament. The winner gets an audience with the king.
Really? An audience with the king, you say?
That's what I've been crying out for like hours.
Winner of the melee, you say?
Yeah, the winner of the melee.
Like, arms and heads cut off.
Excuse me, governors.
Hey! Notorious, too.
Yeah.
A winner of the melee gets an audience with the king.
You know where we can get a horse?
I think I know a guy.
That's the place.
Welcome.
Who the fuck are you?
Can I help you gentlemen with something?
I need a horse. Quickly.
Are you looking for some horse flesh, are ya?
Isn't that what it just said?
Come with me.
Alright. Where are we going? Oh, horses.
There's a little honey here. She'll do you right.
Looks a little...
She's been in many a pitched battle, mate.
Jangly?
We ain't got much selection with all the tourney, but most of these knots bring their own horse flesh, you know?
For obvious reasons. Spindly.
You need tack, eh?
Yeah, saddle, tack, all nine yards.
I'll be 50 guineas, governor.
50 guineas? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
What?
How about...
You trying to cheat me?
No. I'm in a hurry, though. How about this, crystal? This diamond?
You drive a hard bargain.
Yeah, it's worth at least 300 guineas. Take it.
All right, governor. If it's worth as much as you say, fair's fair.
I'm a man of my word.
All right, you got yourself a horse. You need anything else, governor?
Whatever I need for the melee.
I got just the thing for that. You need a kit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Hook me up.
Get you all up and proper here. Let's go.
Hope the horse smells better than you. Good God.
Yay! Now entering the melee, Sir Notorious of Jetcast.
Ah, onward! Get up.
It's an exciting tournament here today. Look at that Notorious go!
Watch out! What's the rules of this again? Knock everyone off the horses. Why am I using a sword? I should use some sort of sonic disruptor or something. Hey, Notorious, you have a sonic disruptor over there? Knock these assholes off.
He's yelling at some old man in the audience.
What? Nothing. I gotta do it by hand or we'll be burned at the stake as witches. What's your name? I'm a talker, huh? Alright. Take that. Go. Oh, that's a shield. There we go. Woo! This is exhausting.
Now it's just Notorious.
Worked out this hard since. And they ran cross country in middle school. Alright. Okay, Biggie. It's just you and me now. What's your name? Handsome.
Sent back to medieval times by the random chaos button. Dr. Notorious has encountered himself yet again. Will he meet the king? Will he get thrown into a dungeon? Who knows? Find out later today on the Notorious Jokecast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.